I seriously just had to let the hip to be square play out a little bit longer. Thank you, Craig. Hannah Stanley here. This is me filling in for Patty Vasquez tonight. And I will be with you next Friday as well, the Black Friday. Special guest Johnny Olesinski of the New York Post, formerly of the Chicago Tribune, already booked. Very exciting. Very exciting. Very exciting. So Scott Ramsay. Oh, wait. There's Scott Ramsay.
There I am.
Technical ineptitude brought to you by Hannah Stanley. Scott, and I say Ramsay because it's S-A-Y. Scott Ramsay.
Yes.
I have known you for many moons.
Yeah.
You are an opera singer.
I am.
I'm going to share with people how we met. I was at a piano bar, which many of my really good stories start with that phrase.
Exactly.
I was at a piano bar.
One time at a piano bar.
This one time. So I was at a piano bar and I requested that my friend Mark, who was the cabaret performer who was playing piano that night, I requested that he play a song called Love Changes Everything, which is an Andrew Lloyd Webber, composed and written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, mm-hmm. so that I'm not kicked out of my Broadway groups.
Right.
Sir Andrew Broadway Lloyd Webber. And Mark then turned to the side and asked a man I did not know to come up and then sing Love Changes Everything. And I went, okay, whatever. And the most beautiful version of Love Changes Everything was then played that night in the piano bar. And I then got up from where I was sitting, walked over, introduced myself and said, hi, I am Hannah, and I would like you to sing that song at my wedding. And then you, Scott Ramsay, said, I am Scott, and when is the wedding? And I said, I don't know. I'm single. I'm not dating anybody. But at some point in the future, I want that
right.
song.
Right. Well, and you clearly remember this at a much clearer pace than I do.
I don't drink much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was a couple cosmos into the night by
yes.
that point. But yeah, that's how funny. So that's what came to pass.
Yes. And multiple years later, when I did in fact get married, you sang that song, Love Changes
yeah.
Everything, at my wedding.
It was so much fun.
It wasn't just mine. Steve was there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
Him.
That guy.
He's fantastic. He's doing well. So what I do want to share though, is that you have, you're an opera singer, you are trained, you've been at the Lyric, you did the young artist program
yep,
at the Lyric
the
for 3 years.
The training program there, yeah.
And now travel the world.
Travel a lot, yeah.
Singing opera.
Yeah.
What is fantastic about this, though, for our listeners, is that you are bringing a project here.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be involved in a project at the Chicago Opera Theater.
Correct.
Which is a gift to the city.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, to have a city like ours have so many. I mean, we've got like three or four opera companies, you know, the Lyric Opera and Chicago Opera Theater are two of the largest here. And yeah, so it's an interesting project where it's a co-production with Long Beach Opera out of California of a Philip Glass opera called The Perfect American. And Philip Glass is a pretty interesting composer himself. He wrote the music for The Hours
mm-hmm.
And The Truman Show. He wrote some music for both those movies, but has...
Would that be technically... Well, and this is very specific. Would that be the score?
Yeah, the score.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. You get a vocab bonus
oh,
point
please.
For that.
Like, you don't know I know that. You've watched the Tonys with me.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
This is true.
Yeah.
We had a bet.
Yes.
lots of bets.
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting opera based on a book called The Perfect American about Roy and Walt Disney and about their lives. And I play a gentleman who is kind of scorned by the Walt Disney Corporation. He is an artist and claims that he was the one who came up with Chip and Dale and did most of the Snow White movie
mm-hmm.
And never got credit. And
as an artist,
yeah. And so he claims that he did all this work and didn't get any credit. And so he tries to unionize and gets kicked out by Walt Disney.
And this is based on a true story.
Not sure.
Okay.
We're not sure about that. I read the book and I know it's not real, but it's based on a lot of very true things mm-hmm. about their lives. And I'm not to get into details, but everything is not perfect in their world. And it kind of shows us a little bit of the dark side of the happiest place on earth.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really interesting thing.
We're gonna go to break, and then in 2 minutes I'm gonna get you guys to news with our friend Roger Badish. I can see him. I'm very excited to get to spend time with Roger tonight. We will be back though, and there is a possibility there might be singing occurring. And it won't be from me, which is a huge bonus for everyone listening. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez tonight on WGN. Okay, now I love me some Huey Lewis, but they don't all have to be Huey Lewis. And the news. Hannah, I gotta give the news their due respect because I'm in the Tribune Tower. Hannah Stanley here on WGN filling in for Patty Vasquez. This is her show, Pretty Late. She will be back with you guys on Monday. Joining me in studio, I have Scott Ramsey. You know him, you love him. He is a renowned tenor, formerly with the Lyric Opera and the Young Artists Program, now traveling throughout the world singing opera for people's enjoyment. This is a project, though, that is coming to Chicago soon. Actually, in the world of theater, this is actually really soon.
Yeah, in March.
And it is in conjunction with Chicago Opera Theater and Long Beach Opera. And as you were telling us before we went to the news, it is about a story about someone who was scorned, shall we say, yes, by the Disney brothers, Roy and Walt. Yeah. Yes, the other one,
the big one.
it's the guy something Disney Studios.
With the signature.
Yes,
right.
That's him, Walt Disney. And this actually brings me to another story that we were going to discuss. You and I were talking about this.
Crazy.
That currently, and this is happening Monday, a portrait from the Haunted Mansion is being auctioned off. And this is one of the stretching portraits from the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. So this is one of the original ones, and it's a hand painted one. And the reason I had chosen this story before I realized what your upcoming opera was about. But this portrait is not just any Haunted Mansion portrait. As explained by the LA Times, these portraits were initially painted by hand, and apparently it was a big headache because as maintenance crews did upkeep work, the paintings had to be furled and unfurled repeatedly so that the paintings deteriorated over time, and the artists had to paint an extra copy over and over again. In 1972, 3 years after the ride officially opened, Disney did away with the hand-painted portraits and switched to prints on canvas. As such, the hand-painted versions of the portraits are exceedingly rare. They are guessing that there's only about 15 or 20 total. And this one is going up for auction on Monday. It is estimated to be worth $30,000 to $40,000.
Wow.
I have to tell you, I'm kind of surprised it's not more.
Well, I'll tell you. Now I know what to put on my Christmas list.
I know.
Jeez.
For gift-giving occasions.
I know.
If somebody wants to buy me a little happy. this is also one that was painted by Mark Davis, who is among the nine old men, which is like a famous thing. And actually,
Yeah. You
were referring to this because he is one of the ones who helped create Snow White and had painted the original portraits for the Haunted Mansions.
Very interesting.
Yes, because as you were mentioning, the man who is the centerpiece of the opera that you are a part of, mm-hmm. is someone who was scorned
Yeah. And
who partook in those.
Yeah, and an illustrator who who wanted his due, you know, he just wanted to say.
He wanted to be the Tenold
Man. This is what I did. Yeah, yeah. And it's really interesting. There's a scene in the book where he goes to Walt's hometown in Missouri and walks into Walt's, the high school that's named after Walt Disney, and sees the original drawings that he did of Chip and Dale on the walls of the gymnasium, and he was like, those are mine, those aren't Walt's. So it's interesting to kind of have that painting story come up today. Hannah, this is weird.
It's a little weird.
But cool.
But very, very cool. You tell me what part you're playing in
this.
I'm the guy.
Yeah, yeah. And what's interesting is in the book, he's the narrator of the book. And in the opera, he's a little bit of like Walt's conscience. And kind of comes in and out of the opera And, you know, especially at the end, at the funeral, you know, there's that famous story of Walt, you know, wanting being, you know, frozen, you know, being cryogenically frozen and everything. And he walks up to the, you know, to the funeral home and says, there's a funeral today. And they said, yeah. And he said, well, I heard that, you know, isn't he going to be frozen, or isn't his remains being frozen? And the guy kind of goes stoic and says, there will be a burial today. And so there's no, like,
there's so no closure.
Whether or not it's going to actually happen or not, you don't know. But
Marceline, by the way. Hmm? Marceline is the name of his hometown.
I'm really impressed with you right now.
Thank you.
Because we say that in the opera at least 15,000 times.
Yes. I'm a very big Disney nerd. So
that's kind of, I'm impressed right now.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Honestly, the article I found it and I was like, I have to talk about this because that was self-serving. I just like talking about
that's
Disney
cool.
stuff.
Why not?
So Marceline is where Walt and Roy were from. That was their hometown. And that is actually what Main Street USA is modeled after.
Right.
When you walk in, it is supposed to.
Now you've got to
mimic.
Read this book.
I do. So how can people get tickets?
I would say Google Chicago Opera Theater. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a chance to look it up at the website address, but Chicago Opera Theater. I'm going to guess .org or .com. It's in their upcoming season here in March. Great cast. And we've got a great, the music director and artistic director of the company will be conducting, Andreas Matizic, and wonderful young director that did a great production called Bel Canto at Lyric Opera last year is going to be directing. And I think it's going to be a really kind of neat, a neat production. It's got some great, great cast members. And the music is really very interesting and very compelling. It's going to be very much like a movie, and I think have a really great feel to the show.
Is this something that could be kind of intro to opera for families, or because there are operas that you should not see first,
right?
Like I would not recommend German as
right.
your first opera.
Yeah. You know, I think the nice thing about this show is that it's going to be in English.
Okay.
So be able to understand everything.
Which is big.
Yeah, that helps. But I mean, most of the opera companies here in the city do super titles, so the English is projected above the stage so you can understand if we're speaking in a different language.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be in English. And of course, it's a story of people that we all know. And you're going to see, I'm sure, a lot of those images that we grew up with, you know, on the stage or on the screen of, any of the Walt Disney movies and stuff. I would say, yeah, give it a try. You'd always be surprised. You know, I did an opera at Lyric called Lulu, and it's one of the longest and most tedious operas I've ever done in my life. And, you know, I had some family friends that came to their very first opera and absolutely loved it. And I was like, you loved that? And they were like, yeah, it was great. And I was like, good for you. So I think any exposure is good exposure.
Yes. I think the opera is wonderful, and I wish I had seen it before I was... I think in my late 20s when I went to see you perform in multiple operas, which I just found all the playbills from the opera.
Yeah, you sent me a text. That was quite amazing.
I was like,
it wasn't
look
on
at
Facebook
this. It was on
something.
Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, look at this.
Lots of pictures.
I'm a big fan of this man's. You're going to sing for us.
You talked me into it.
I begged. And also just told you that was going to happen. So
you don't have a choice, really.
You don't. Craig, does he need headphones by any chance to hear the music? Thank you. What is going to happen is not a selection from the upcoming opera. And the opera, the title of the opera is?
The Perfect American.
The Perfect American. So look for that. Or if you happen to be listening from Long Beach, it will be out there prior to being here. It will be in February. We are getting set up so that Scott can sing a song. If you heard the story, you want me to take a break first? We're going to take a quick break while they get everybody set up. And that will be right after. And trust me, people, this is something you want to hear. It is magnificent. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez on WGN. Hannah Stanley here filling in for Patty Vasquez tonight. So very fortunate to have Scott Ramsey, renowned tenor, in studio. He is going to sing...
On the spot.
On the spot. I know. I'm very abusive.
I don't know what this is going
to
sound like.
This is the song that Scott sang the night I met him. It is Love Changes Everything.
Thank you.
Love changes everything, hands and faces, earth and sky. Love, love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love, love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Love, love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean more. Love, love changes everything. Pain is deeper than before. Love will turn your world around, and that world will last forever. Yes, love, love changes everything. Brings you glory, brings you shame. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Nothing in the world will ever be. Nothing will be the same. Into the world we go, planning futures, shaping years. Love comes in and suddenly all our wisdom disappears. Love makes fools of everyone. All the rules that we've made are broken. Yes, love, love changes everyone. Live or perish in its flame. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Nothing in the world will ever be.
That is
no, we have to do the stunned silence after what just happened. That was awesome.
I know, right?
That was, and the big note at the end too. Like,
well, and that's nothing. Wow. I mean, he's an opera singer.
Oh, that's nothing.
Well, that's note. I've heard him hit.
Roger's still clapping.
Well, thank you, Roger. Isn't he phenomenal?
Can I tell you that's
that
one
happened
of the most
at my wedding?
This kid's going to go far. I'm telling you.
It's going to go far.
He's going to make it. I like his chances.
Yeah, he can't hear you. He doesn't have his headphones on. But
remember the time when you put me on live radio and said, "Here, sing to a track I've never heard before."
The one story that doesn't start with that one time at a piano
that
bar.
That one time, yeah.
I do apologize.
Oh, please.
For 10 seconds, because that was challenging. It was not, that's a little teapot.
Hey, you know what? It's a good time. I'm a little teapot.
Yeah, I'm a little teapot.
You know, one time on this show, we did a live band karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
We had a live band come in and we all sang songs.
Yeah.
None of us did that. So he has now thrown the gauntlet down for any of that ever happening again.
I was going to offer to sing a little ditty, but after that, no.
I mean, it's hard to follow. That's all I'm going to say. That was in the middle of our wedding, and everybody got up and left after that. And they
what?
Were like,
Not true.
The song is
not
over.
True.
Scotty has performed. We believe now.
Not true.
One of my very favorite pictures from our wedding is Steve and I standing up at the altar. Scott is singing, and I'm looking over with this huge smile on my face, like, Steve, are you hearing this? This is happening. This is because that was the song that the reason Scott and I know each other is because he sang that song, and then he sang it at our wedding as he had promised to do.
Once you started bringing your then boyfriend, now husband,
yes,
to the piano bar,
And you liked him.
Yeah.
Everybody liked
him.
He's
very good.
He's a nice boy. Yeah. So thank you very much. And as you were mentioning, you have the lead in the...
one of them.
Yeah. One of the leads in the opera, new opera, mm-hmm. coming to
New-ish.
The Chicago...
Yeah.
New to us, yeah. Chicago Opera
New
Theater.
New to Chicago, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
the
and
perfect
that,
American.
The perfect
Chicago
American
Opera
Chicago Opera Theater. You can go to their website and find your tickets. It is part of their upcoming season, and it will be in March in Chicago.
Yeah.
Unless you want to escape to Long Beach.
Then you can come in February and come and see it in Long Beach.
Or do both.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Or do both.
Like people who go to Hamilton in New York and Chicago.
Why? I'll tell you.
Just, I did not ask you to sing Hamilton.
Thank God.
Right?
Thank God. I can't do that.
I didn't think
that's
so.
That's not something that's in my wheelhouse.
I am not good at the rapping.
No.
No.
Me neither.
I'm not good at the singing. So you'd think, well, she can't really carry a tune. Maybe rapping is for her. No. Mm-mm.
No.
Just
not
Christmas
for me.
Rap.
Not for me. And, you know, I'll tell you, I went and saw it. I saw it on opening here in Chicago. It was amazing.
Well, and Lin-Manuel was there.
Yeah.
Miranda.
I got to see him.
Of course you did.
It was awesome.
Does he know
really
who
good.
You are yet?
Do you know who I am? Not yet. One day.
Speaking of Steve, my husband, who we were just discussing, he texted in, bravo, Scotty.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Yes.
I can't believe you're still up. Go to bed.
He's a big fan of yours.
That's, yeah.
I don't usually get texts from him at 1 a.m. when I'm
really?
On the radio by myself.
Aww.
It's okay. That is all right. Where else will you be? Anywhere else? Are you doing any performances around here?
I have taken some time off for the holidays.
Good.
So I'm going to be home.
That's lovely.
I love that. Yeah, it's nice to be home. Last Christmas, I was in Taiwan.
Yes.
I mean... Come on. It's nice to be home. I'm like, now I can just be home and going to go visit my family up in Wisconsin and just be home for the holidays.
Have you decorated yet?
Not yet. That's something that I have to wait until after Thanksgiving.
Why?
It's just my rule. Each holiday at its time.
That has always been my rule until this year.
Why?
I don't know. It is... I could not... I was chomping at the virtual bit to put up Christmas.
But how do you do that when it's 70-something outside?
I just did.
Ugh. I felt like I was...
I have air conditioning. It's okay.
Before I moved to Chicago, I lived in Miami for a couple of years, and I felt like I was in Miami the other day, walking past 900 North Michigan as they were putting up, you know, wreaths and stuff.
I'm okay with
72
that.
72 degrees. I'm not.
Fine by me.
I'm not.
Fine
I'm
by
Wisconsin.
Me. But we were talking about this because the studio is very lovely.
It's gorgeous.
They've decorated this, but we have good excuse because the Michigan Avenue Light Parade is tomorrow,
right
outside our door. And ironically, where it's been so fantastic weather-wise,
right.
Tomorrow it's going to be frigid.
Right, and it's frigid outside right now.
It is frigid outside. I brought a winter coat with me. It was very bizarre to walk in when it was like windy, but not super cold, but no, it's going to be sub-zero. It's not really sub-zero. It just feels that way.
It is windy out there.
30 degrees less than it was 12 hours ago.
Crazy.
I know. So for those who are interested in the parade that steps off on Michigan Avenue tomorrow, and you can watch it, I think, on ABC7 usually covers it live. But Mickey and Minnie will be here. It's very Disney. It's a whole mm-hmm. Disney hour. Yeah. They will be here lighting Michigan Avenue, and our studio is decorated. And I believe Tree Time did that. Yes, Craig? Tree Time? And you can get more information at treetime.com, I am guessing. And so thank you to Tree Time. But I will tell you, my whole house is done.
Really?
Yes. Two trees. It's done.
You put up two trees?
Two trees.
I don't have the space for that.
I do.
Are they in the same room?
No.
Okay. It's probably a good call.
I have one. Yeah. We were in the new house last year, and I've always dreamt of, you know, in my perfect life, I have a tree in the front window. So when people drive by, they can go, oh, look at their tree. It's so lovely. They must have an ideal life.
You are the perfect American.
Exactly. We're going to talk more about that. If Scott wants to hang out, he's more than welcome to. But I am going to be here with you guys until 2 o'clock when Matt Bubala will be coming in. And we're going to talk more about your holiday decorations and whether or not I am a horrible person for putting mine up so early. 312-981-7200. Here, 2 minutes until the news. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez on WTOP.